is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And we are here in Amsterdam at the hypnosis event with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. And our guest today is one of our trainers who is actually on staff with us here, helping us with the wonderful group of people we have here at the seminar. And our guest today is Ilka. Hello, Ilka.
Hello, Kathleen.
And I am going to let you do your last name because you do it so much better than I do.
Royala.
I love that. I love the way you roll those R's. And your institute is where?
In Finland.
In Finland?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And what was your first experience? How did you hear about NLP?
My first experience was when I was 13 years old. I was listening C cassettes by Anthony Robbins, and I started practicing anchoring, language skills, and goal setting. That was basically my first experience. I didn't know that I was doing NLP at the time, but it was my first experience. Later in the future, all the puzzles were putting things together and noticing a lot more.
Okay. And when was the first time you actually took an NLP seminar?
NLP seminar, it was about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I did my first practitioner in Finland,
right,
and then straight out to the world. I've been doing within the last 3 years. I think this is 30th NLP seminar within the last 3 years.
That you actually took as a student?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And that's, we were having this conversation with Daniel from Romania earlier today. I think we have seen that in so many of the really good NLP trainers that are out there. Even though they're exquisite trainers in their own right, they still know the importance of learning and keeping current and keeping fresh with the material. And they don't just shut off their brains and go, okay, I know everything now.
Yeah,
we've all become like these, you know, learning machines. It's like, you know, we want to know more. We want to do things better. We want to improve.
Yeah.
And when I see trainers continuing their education and even helping out at the seminars, you learn a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And working with the people. I think that's really what makes a good NLP trainer. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And I think the most important part is the doing part. When I started to learn NLP, I put up my own practice, and within the first six months, I did change work with almost 300 people. So it was basically a really good base.
Mm-hmm.
And in Finland, we are doing about 12 practitioner courses a year.
Wow!
And basically, the more we train, the more we improve our skills.
Right.
I think the more people I train, the more better NLP trainer I become. So basically doing, practicing every day at the supermarkets, doing all kind of things.
Yeah, the human laboratory that's all around
us.
Yes,
human laboratory, and we have a cat in our house, and I've been teaching that cat how to do hypnosis, do rabbit inductions, and to give the finger to our neighbors, and all kinds of things. It's really interesting.
Dogs are also very good at hypnosis.
Oh, yes.
They stare at you and stare at your plate and stare at you and stare at your plate. And next thing you know, you're handing them food off the plate.
Yeah, that's true.
The little doggy hypnosis. So what was your first experience when you've kind of dabbled around NLP and then you actually got to train with, you know, Richard and John Lavelle? What was your first experience of that?
First experience with Richard, it was in NLP trainer's training, and it was amazing. 6 days, I was so blown out after that course, and all the pieces went together, and it was so amazing. Before that, I basically listened to all the audio CDs that I could find on the world, and all the DVDs, or read all the books before the trainer's training. And I basically knew Richard pretty much and pretty good before the training but then I realized I'm only scratching the surface. and I'm still thinking like that. I'm only scratching the surface and wanted to learn more.
Yeah.
I think I'll have my next practitioner course within a few months in Orlando. And I had done a practitioner course about 6 times or 7 times, but there's always room for some more.
Yeah.
Practicing anchoring, practicing all the basic skills.
Do you do any work with companies as well, or is it mostly just
yes,
the practitioners?
Yes, we basically, we train a lot in companies. We train salespeople, we train managers, we train
mm-hmm.
customer service people. This year, within these 5 months, we trained about 700 people on the corporate side
mm-hmm.
to use the tools in NLP.
Great. And what have you noticed or heard about the work there in those companies, from the companies, the feedback you're getting from them?
Well, what we've been noticing that we get results. That is basically what we have been noticing and what our customers have been noticing.
Yeah.
That we get the results.
You get the results.
Yes.
That's the same feedback when we go in and work with companies, you know,
yeah.
And after it's over, they always have this puzzled look on their face.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't understand. We've had 6 consultants here before doing like a time management course or a sales course. And how come you guys come in and the people are actually still doing it after the seminar? Because usually they do the seminar, they do the consulting, and then a week or two later, everyone's back to normal and back to their old habits.
Yeah.
And they always go, well, how come now? It's like 6 months later and it's still working and it's still getting better, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's when we get to go, NLP makes
yes.
the difference.
Oh, yes.
It's great. What advice would you give someone who was thinking about beginning their studies in NLP? So back when you were a 13-year-old, for example, if you had another 13-year-old walk up to you, what advice would you give them?
Practice, 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 practice.
Okay.
Practice. Write down the language patterns. Write them down. When I, example, started to practice embedded commands,
mm-hmm.
I wrote down about 30, 40, 50 language patterns a day for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So thousands and thousands of thousands of things, and practicing every day, practicing rapport in supermarkets and watching the patterns of people, how
yeah.
they behave.
Sitting on the bus, sitting on the train,
yes,
whatever.
Everywhere,
yeah.
everywhere. Just practicing, doing, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I think that is the most important thing.
That's good advice, absolutely. And I think it's good to go to the source as well.
Oh, yes.
To look
yes.
for, you know, a good society-licensed institute. Come and see Richard and John and definitely, you know, go to the source.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is really, really important, because I've been in many NLP trainings. In many trainings, the information is distorted within these years, and it's... At some places it's been really, really bad,
mm.
and it's really good to get the information from the source.
Yeah,
because there is the information.
Speaking of the source,
yeah.
How are people going to find you and
well,
information about what you do?
Well, our company NLP Academy International, we're in Finland, and we also. I do all kind of international NLP seminars in Finland. A couple
mm-hmm.
of months ago, we had NLP master trainer Mark Haley in Finland doing experimental hypnosis workshop,
mm-hmm.
and I think we'll have Mark later this year also.
Yes.
Also doing work with us, and it's www.nlp-academy.fi.
Okay, so that's www.nlp. And then the hyphen or dash?
Yes.
Academy?
Yes.
Dot?
F-I.
F-I.
Yes.
F as in Frank, I.
Yes.
Standing for Finland.
Yes.
Okay, so once again, that's www.nlp-academy.fi. And
excellent.
That's the website. They can find out about both seminars and the consulting
yes.
services as well for companies that might be interested.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ilkka, for
thank
spending
you,
this time
it's
with
my
us.
Pleasure.
And I hope that you go check out the website and learn more about what Ilkka does. So this is Kathleen Laval, signing off, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. But stay tuned, because there's always more.